but after I had checked posts number 3 and 1, no sounds of any sort, both were forward of the bug area, I cooled down. After all, blaming a sergeant, even a fleet sergeant, for something a captain did was silly. "Sarge?"
"Yes, Mr. Rico."
"Do you want to catch a nap with the even numbers? I'll wake you a minute or two before I wake them." He hesitated slightly.
"Sir, I'd like to inspect the listening posts myself."
"Haven't you already?"
"No, sir. I've been asleep the past hour."
"Huh?" He sounded embarrassed.
"The captain required me to do so. He placed Brumby temporarily in charge and put me to sleep immediately after he relieved you."
I started to answer, then laughed helplessly.
"Sarge, let's you and I go off somewhere and go back to sleep. We're wasting our time. Captain Blackie is running this platoon." "I have found, sir," he answered stiffly, "that Captain Blackstone invariably has a reason for anything he does."
I nodded thoughtfully, forgetting that I was 10 miles from my listener.
"Yes, you're right. He always has a reason."
Since he had us both sleep, he must want us both awake and alert now."
"I think that must be true."
Any idea why?" He was rather long in answering.
"Mr. Rico," he said slowly, "if the captain knew, he would tell us. I've never known him to hold back information, but sometimes he does things a certain way without being able to explain why. The captain's hunches, well, I've learned to respect them."
"So, squad leaders are all even numbers. They're asleep."
"Yes, sir."
"Alert the lance of each squad. We won't wake anybody, but when we do, seconds may be important."
"Right away."
I checked the remaining forward post, then covered the 4 posts bracketing the bug village, jacking my phones in parallel with each listener. I had to force myself to listen, because you could hear them, down there below, chittering to each other. I wanted to run, and it was all I could do not to let it show. I wondered if that special talent was simply a man with incredibly acute hearing. Well, no matter how he did it, the bugs were where he said they were. Back at OCS, we had received demonstrations of recorded bug noises. These 4 posts were picking up typical nest noises of a large bug town. That chittering, which may be their speech, though why should they need to talk if they are all remotely controlled by the brain cast? A rustling, like sticks and dry leaves, a high background whine, which is always heard at a settlement, and which had to be machinery, their air conditioning, perhaps.